You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, today on the show, it's a best of episode.
That's right. We're amazing. So I don't know how we're going to fit all this in.
Okay. It's only been 3 months or so, but
that's,
you know,
more
what?
Than enough for you. I mean, the channel is now the best of us.
So all of a best of episode today on the Cooling Games.
Yeah, baby! Okay. Wait, hold on. Best of!
Whoa, look at that.
Remixed it a little bit.
Okay, no, this is exciting. This is our first compilation record.
That's right, yo. I got a greatest hits. Now this is what we call the Cooligans.
But no, we have to start with our LAFC story. Or
this is my LAFC story. Your, although it became our LAFC,
yeah,
story.
I mean your
my, you know, opus.
Your opus. Your
this is, yes, my Citizen Kane.
Yeah, yeah, your intestinal opus. Yeah, I would say. Yeah. But no, we did go to LAFC
versus LA Galaxy, one of the most highly sought after tickets in MLS, yeah, history.
Yeah.
So much so that no one believed we were supposed to be there.
So this is the story that Alexis, I mean, we had it. It was a very weird time, yeah, in back of California.
This might have been one of the most sort of anticipated stories ever. One of our most anticipated, episodes,
okay,
because of this, because we tweeted out some teasers. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, here it is.
All right.
So we're like, I mean, how do we set this up?
Let's just say we're very thankful,
yes,
to LAFC for giving us media passes.
And look, we went to
allegedly.
Look, we had, let's preface it with saying, we had an incredible time out in Los Angeles. The LAFC fans, LA Galaxy fans, the amount of love and support.
Yes.
I did not know how many Cooligans fans we had out in Cali.
I had no idea how many Torta ladies there were at the hotel game. Yo, every five steps we took, someone's like, yo, you want a free Mexican sandwich? And we're like, yeah, we do. Free mezcal shots. You guys party, dude.
It was surreal. So awesome. Well, now, with that said,
Well, also, the atmosphere was insane.
The game was great. 3-2, 5-2.
Yes,
bananas.
Probably one of the most important soccer games in the history of American soccer.
I agree.
And we got to be there.
Yes, very. It felt very significant and special. And
we were invited into the Jump for LA Football Club. Which,
unbelievable,
is insane.
Unreal.
There were no cameras allowed during that. Like, it's wild. Like, this is wild that we got invited to that. It felt like we were like in a dystopian nightmare because we're crawling under
it
people's
felt like
legs.
The dance scene in The Matrix.
Yeah,
you know, when everybody's in the cave dancing. Dancing like crazy.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I gotta watch The Matrix.
Matrix Revolutions, I believe.
Okay, cool. awesome. Wake up, fans. It's time for me to tell a story. All right. Listen, yeah, you can see them now. Like, this is wild. This is just a normal part of their celebration. Absolutely incredible. Okay, that's it. We have press passes.
We do.
We didn't get the lanyard. We got it stuck to our chest. It's like a sticker, right?
Yeah.
We got this official. There are people. There's a tent. The whole nine. We go in. We go to the press box. Everything's fine. We go down to the field. Everything's fine. At some point, I have to go to the bathroom, which we know, by the way, that when I go to the bathroom, if I poop in your stadium, your team scores goals.
And,
okay?
And that's exactly what happened.
It's exactly what happened. Two goals happen while I'm pooping. Okay.
We call it the Alexis magic.
Yeah, that's right.
You say,
right? While I deuce, your team's going to score a deuce. It's going to happen. Okay. Now, on the way to the bathroom, they have like this VIP area, right? Which is like, you know, their owners are superstars. So they got like a nightclub in there, right?
Yeah.
Like bottle service, right? At the soccer game. We cut through there to get outside. So I go back in to use the bathroom because obviously that's the nicer bathroom, right? I'm not putting my butt where you normal people do it. I'm only going to go where Magic Johnson poops. Okay. Did Will Ferrell poop here, then I poop here. So I go in there. On the way in, security guard goes, hey, stop. I need to see your badge. Him and this lady, and they had just gotten yelled at for something. I don't know what it was. I soon find out. But they're staring at my badge. It just says the name and everything. I'm like, okay, you saw it, right? And like, hold on. And they keep reading. I'm like, what, you know, what is this a lesson? What are we doing here, right? I got to go. And the lady's like, hold on, I have to look at your badge. I'm like, take it off my chest. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm either going to do it in there or over here. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So she says to the guy, okay, could you escort him to the bathroom? I'm thinking, oh, because it's VIP, right?
That's right. We're going to hold
your hand
while you're pooping.
Very important poop. is about to happen. So the bathroom is so nice that it's like its own little room. Like, it's a lot. It's not a stall. It's like a full room.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Bigger than the bathroom I have in my apartment at home. Very nice. So I lock the door. I sit down. I'm doing what I do, using my phone, yada, 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 getting another hemorrhoid. Right? So I'm on it, and I hear, like, 5 minutes in there, I hear bang, bang, bang on the door. And I go, hey, someone's in here. And I hear bang, bang, bang. Sir, you need to leave. I'm like, dude, find another bathroom. I'm in here. And he goes, no, it's security. I thought it was a dude trying to go to the bathroom. I was like, yo, Will Ferrell, hold it in. He's like, yo, you need to come out, sir. And I'm like, no, now's not a good time. And he goes, sir, you need to come out or I'm going to have someone open the door. Legitimately, I go, well, then you're both coming in here to help me wipe. I'm in here. I'm pooping, actively pooping. Right? And he goes, sir, come out now. I go, now's not a good time. And then I hear him call for backup.
Okay.
So I'm like,
the first time a poop has fired. Yeah.
How bad did it smell? Yeah. You telling me Nomar Garcia Byron never laid a bad one in here?
Mia Hamm's on the case.
You know? Mia Hamm never ate one of the fish tacos? Come out here. So I'm thinking, like, this is a lot for a poop, right? I'm like, oh, wait till I get out. The guy's banging on the door. So I wipe as fast as I can. I pull my pants up. By the way, I'm wearing a full tracksuit. Shouts to Umbra. I'm wearing a full tracksuit. I look like I'm there to pick up a VIG, okay, and go home in my Cadillac. I do not look like I'm there as a reporter. I walk out of the door, tracksuit zipped all the way up, right? And I go, hey, is that how you treat one of the media members while they take a shit? And as I say that, I realize there's 7 security guards, 7 police officers, and 2 undercovers standing right there in front of the door. One of the security guards is a young Latino dude with curly hair, and he gives me the, like, hey, easy, bro, I'm looking out for you, Papa. You need to relax. And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, what the?
You're at a 10? I need you at a 2.
No, no. This is how I saw my dad go down. Okay, so I need you to bring it down, right? And now I'm like, what the? Why are there so many police officers here?
Yeah.
I go, all this because I'm taking a shit? And the guy's like, we think your badge is fake.
Yeah.
And
yes. So look, and then
hold on. No.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at this guy. I'm like, yo, I'm legitimately as close to him as I am this microphone. I am fingering his face. I go, what the f- is wrong with you, man? I'm trying to take a shit. Even if you thought the badge was fake, let the dude take a shit. You're gonna drag me out of here with poop coming out of my ass? Is that what you're gonna do? You're gonna pay for my pants? Like, I'm going off, and the guy goes, sir, you need to relax. I'm like, relax. That's what I was trying to do in there. And you're banging on the door. He's like, I think your badge is fake. I'm like, I think your badge is fake. You know? And then hold on. Then they take it off my chest and they give it to this redhead dude who we saw at the press box. Yes. And I was like, yo, my man, seat 86 and 87, Alexis Guerrero's of the Cooligans, which, by the way, is a television show. And guess what I'm going to be talking about this week? I dare you take a stab. Anybody. Just a guess. Latino dude, you know? And then they finally go, oh, I'm sorry, sir. They put the badge back on my chest. I'm like, yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
Right? And then as I walked past the 200 covers, I was like, I hope you get an extra time for this. And the guy goes, I'm just here. I'm waiting for the pisser. Yeah, dude, I grew up in Newark. I know an undercover when I see one. You're bad at your job, okay? You're wearing a Dodgers jersey with a lot of bulk underneath it. Dad jeans and running shoes. Buddy, undercover 101.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
And then
I go back to the sideline.
So at least that was, and I want to just preface this by just saying that we understand. So
No. I do not co-sign what's about to be said.
I'm just saying that at the very least, LAFC, we're not mad at LAFC specifically. It's
no,
like,
I'm mad at your rent-a-cops that you hired.
And so after that happened, Alexis comes back to me, and we're basically at the 3252. He's telling me this story.
I tell him the story. And let me just tell you something. Christian's eyes was like, Alexis does it again. It's my fault.
I'm like,
thank God for what happened next.
What did he do this time? And then game is over. Now the
walking back through the tunnel. The
press conferences are happening. The scrum. So we're walking towards them, and
which we're allowed to be
which
at.
We're allowed to be at, right? And then
I see the security guard, and I go, yo, this is the dude that gave me all the problems. And guess what happens next?
He comes up to me. He says, let me see.
I'm standing next to him. We know each other. He just saw me finishing pooping.
He comes up to me, says, let me see your badge, and then rips the badge off his chest.
And he goes,
chest.
This is a fake badge. I'm like, we just went through this.
Oh, my badge is fake. And I didn't react the way Alexis did. I was just mostly laughing. I'm like, is this guy serious, right?
The guy who was leading us, like, who's like sort of like a liaison for LAFC, walks past us thinking, well, this is going to be fine, right? He's going to let him in. Sees that we're not, comes back, he puts us up on his phone and goes, look, it's them. The guy goes, I'm not looking at your phone. This is a fake badge. He's like, look, they're on TV. Videos from at Fubo Sports.
The most arrogant like thing. I'm like, hey,
I'm like, Google.
We're on a show. We have a real TV show. And then
it took one of the executives from the team walked by and I go, hey, lady, your stupid security guard keeps thinking our badge is fake. And she's like, well, we've had fake badges. I'm like, well, that's on you.
Yeah.
Were any of them going number two at the time?
So it was a weird scenario, but the LAFC
weird,
employees.
It was disrespectful, slightly racist.
I don't know. Look, I don't want to, assume anything. I think there were people with fake badges, and we did confirm that. They were all.
Yes. And none of them were quietly pooping in the back. Not one of them.
So, look, it's unfortunate. And, look, I didn't even want to.
Unfortunate? Why are you forgiving this?
Because I don't want to get the dude fired or in trouble.
I was almost dragged by police officers out of a year out of a stall.
It's Were they doing too much?
Media meal coming out of me.
Were they doing too much? Yes. But they were people with fake badges, and they were trying to figure out who it was. Like, not, it doesn't make
it. Are
you
one of these people that watches the police video and go, well, what was said before the camera was on?
I'm just saying it was not okay, but, like, you understand why they were so aggressive.
I want that security guard to send me an apology. And also
it
a roll
sucks,
of two-ply.
It just sucks, because, and again, everyone.
It's the hardest to wipe when there's people banging on the door.
Everyone.
Not easy. You clench up. You don't get it all.
People at LAFC.
Don't get it all.
Everyone at LAFC apologized. Max Bredo, shout out to Max. He was just like, I'm sorry that happened to you guys.
So, yeah, people apologize. They should apologize.
Of course. I'm pointing that out. That's all I'm doing, Alexis.
Some of the poop went back in.
Oh, no. God forbid.
It ends up being kind of like a cork. You know how hard it is to get that portion out?
Wow!
I'm banging on the door the next time you move. It's the police.
Look, I'm not as upset because I don't have the indigestion issues that Alexis has.
You know how hard it is to get regular when you fry that much? They pressurize the cabin. Other things become pressurized. That's all I'm saying. I should be allowed to take a poop in that security officer's house.
But outside of that, incredible experience.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What a wonderful LAFC. Experience.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, it was tense. The game was tense. Just like my insides. Look at that, huh?
Crazy, huh?
No one lets me poop in peace.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It's
put some respect on my number
on
two.
On my poops. Put some respect on my poops.
Yeah. Well, guys, we got more. And when we get back, I threaten a bird, dog.
That's right.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring in with a word from another one of our sponsors, Live Breathe Football.
That's right. I'm rocking the shirt right now.
They can totally hear that.
they trust me that I'm not lying about it.
No, that's right. I'm wearing the underwear. And they don't even make it. And that's how important this is.
He just, wrote the LBF on the underwear.
That's right.
On his tighty whities.
That's right.
But Live Breathe Football, sponsoring the show today, they make incredible clothing. We're not exaggerating.
No, I have that pullover Sporting Kansas City jacket.
Yeah.
And I get stopped all the time by people asking me who it is or asking me to get out of their way. Multiple reasons
usually
to stop me.
Usually police.
Pullover. A lot of things getting asked. But no, the jacket itself is dope. But what I love about it is, and I've talked about this before on these ads, he's not just buying like a hoodie and throwing Liberty Football on it.
Yeah.
He's making everything like basically cut and sew. It's like almost like bespoke. Like this stuff is like we talked about before where we feel like soccer merch just isn't as hot. That's why we try so hard with the merch that we do. That's exactly what he's also doing. He's trying to elevate the level of merch in American soccer.
Even in this like t-shirt that I'm wearing, it's just a LBF like t-shirt, but like there's like a little bit of a stretchiness to it. It has like a little bit of spandex in it. Right. I don't know what materials are in here.
There's
exactly.
Also like an extra stitch on the back. It's like these just, little details.
It feels nice. It doesn't feel like a typical like shirt you get at like a Modell's or Sports Authority or anything like that. It's just like it's a little nicer, a little
cleaner.
It's
the details, right? Just like our show. It's all in the little details.
Exactly. So make sure you go to livebreathefootball.com.
And do they get anything off?
They do. I was about to say that.
Okay.
Thanks for interrupting me, Alexis.
That's no problem. It's 15% off. All you have to do is put in the code GULLIUS.
Exactly. So, and Live Breathe Football is spelled the Spanish way, F-U-T-B-O-L. So
that's right.
Live Breathe Football.
Football.
.com. I mean, yeah, use the promo code GULLIUS and you will get 15% off your first order. Dope gear. You can't go wrong with
Holidays
it.
Holidays are coming.
Holidays is it coming. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's more ominous.
Just like winter is coming.
Thank you. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us.
Why are you mad relaxed right now?
Just a nice little bit. I'm in a best of mood.
Yeah.
You know? That's all. It's a little different than my standard mood.
It's pretty great just sitting back watching us be amazing.
That's
we
it.
Get to be you people for once. And
yeah, we say nice. You people.
That's right. Because we're better than you.
No, we also recently went to Germany.
That's right.
To experience the Fußball out there. And we encountered maybe some hostile figures.
I wasn't going to say you didn't get too close to a bird. A bird almost got too close to you.
Exactly. You know,
that's right.
And that bird was warned, threatened.
That's right. We received emails from Bundesliga because of this clip that you're about to watch right now.
So we did have a blast in Germany, and I do want to talk a little bit more about Steve Cherundolo, right?
Of course.
Because not only we played soccer with him, I did.
You played soccer.
I played soccer with him.
I did my part.
Yeah.
I think we'll see. I did my part. We make a good team.
We hung out. We had drinks. It was like a weekend to hang out with the USMNT.
It was like Steve Cherundolo flew us out. You know what I mean?
It was like one of these. I really did not expect that kind of like deep connection with Steve Cherundolo.
It was like we're side pieces to a newly minted rapper. flew us out for
something to be proud of. Anybody would definitely hop at the opportunity.
Are you kidding me? We were like Instagram thoughts and like an oil magnate reached out and was like, how much for a GFE?
But that's how it is with American soccer. Like if you
you just gloss over it.
We're both on back pages out there trying to get
like, bro, make it rent money, ladies.
Trying to snag a USMNT player that makes a reasonable amount of money.
I want to get some of my debt paid off.
Okay. Oh, you'll take care of 18% of my debt? Yeah. Yo.
You'll Venmo me back for this dinner? Okay.
Oh, I will do anything for you, baby.
Ooh, daddy. Ooh, daddy.
But no, we had a great time with him. But one of the fun things we did, we did get to play. I played in the media football. So Bundesliga, all the journalists got to play in the game. And I thought it was just going to be like some fun little pickup.
Just
type
a little
of thing.
Kickabout.
Kickabout.
Nah,
know?
Yo. Some people took it wild serious.
It was very serious.
England looked like they were trying to prove a point.
They did not like getting shown up by a Dominican.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you that much.
They were calling their friends like, why didn't we send a boat to the Dominican Republic back in the day?
We should have conquered that one too.
You know? There was only 3 we didn't.
We took Jamaica? Why?
Why?
they were so close, we could have got the ball. Anyway, we played in this tournament, and it was very much a tournament. It had points. Every game mattered.
Oh, no. There were Germans running it. There was a spreadsheet.
They had
a spreadsheet that they updated.
Okay? On a Microsoft Surface.
That's 100% true. They had the big headphones. They were calling in upstairs.
I think VAR was implemented at some point. It was quite intense.
Remember the girl was like, would you mind blowing the whistle? Because I can't hold the clock, the laptop, and the whistle at the same time. I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, when do I whistle? She's like, when the clock says 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I blew the whistle at 6:03. Cold, deep stare from this woman for missing it in 3 seconds.
Right.
She's like,
no,
you are not German.
That's not the efficiency they expect.
No.
3 seconds over? No, Alexis. But we did play in the game, and this was probably the highlight of the game because while I was playing, you were out here roasting everybody.
I was on the sidelines. just giving everybody a little stick.
All right, giving them the Alexis business.
You know, just showing you what I'm good at, you know? Oh, you played in the men's national team? Well, this is my men's national team right here. Look at me in the World Cup, a talking ish.
So this is, I want to throw to this clip. This is basically Alexis roasting Steve Cerundolo while I'm playing, and I basically put in a strong challenge.
But also, we promise when we start the show, everybody gets it. We don't care if you played in the World Cup.
Okay, we don't care if we're one of your thoughts, all right?
We don't care later if we're going to pay for this somehow. Everybody gets it.
So here is us playing soccer with Steve Cerundolo.
Oh, more like Cerundolo.
There it is.
Right? The only shame was you didn't score on him.
I know. That was the only shame. But you got that sick childhood burn on him.
Yeah. By the way, we asked him afterwards because the English guys were like, he must have heard that a million times. And he goes, actually, I've never heard it before. So what up, baby?
Crazy. I mean, to me, as a comic, as someone who, you know, we've heard all the jokes.
We've heard them all.
And puns. Puns are a big part of, we've heard a lot of them.
Those are the simple ones.
You would think Cerundolo would have been a hit in like middle school at the very least.
All this tells me is they said it behind his back.
That's right.
That's all it tells me.
Steve Cerundolo has never had a friend.
No, you ain't got no homies. That's why he loved us so much.
He's like, okay, he's like, getting roasted by your buddies is kind of nice.
Remember when we were getting drinks and I was like, yo, I got an idea for a defensive strategy. What if you as a defender was fully erect for all 90 minutes in a match? What did Steve Cerundolo say?
I don't remember what he said.
He said, actually, I think it'll work. So,
I mean, at the very least, it'll be a little bit distracting. But then we actually did break this down. How could a defender play with a fully erect penis and defend at the international level?
It's because it's the highest level. It's the fastest game, right? This isn't a kickabout at the park. Oh, that you're never going to be allowed back into.
Yeah, because how exactly are you going to direct the blood and maintain it there while also...
Right.
All your other appendages probably require a little bit more attention.
I don't think anyone with an erection has ever fully sprinted before. And what's your lateral movement like when your blood is all in one?
I mean, the New York City Marathon just happened the other day. How closely were we looking at them trousers?
Here's what I'm saying. Here's all I'm saying is there's a potential that I came up with either a genius piece of defensive strategy or something that's going to get someone killed.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, we told them, we were like, why don't you tell Greg Berhalter to implement this
call
kind of...
Call your boy! We'll call it the Cooligan strategy.
I can 100% corroborate this. He did suggest this, and I think this is why Steve Cerundolo loved us so much.
No one else is bringing that up.
No.
You think the journalist from Chile is going to bring that up? No. No, he's not. You know?
But it would be quite bold if he did. Kind of a real deviation from the normal stories.
The translator's like, you really want me to say? This is serious. All right, here we go.
No, yes. So that.
¿Cómo se dice? Fully erect?
So not only while we also were in Frankfurt, we got to, when we're at the game, we got to meet the Eintracht Frankfurt.
The eagle.
The mascot, Attila.
Attila.
And I got to get a photo with Attila, which was really cool. This is me with Attila and a very evil handler. Put Attila very close to my face.
And the third boss who dies in a kung fu movie. Wait, here's what you notice about Attila is that it's looking at Christian. It did not do that with anyone else.
No.
And every other one was very professional, looked straightforward. This bird just shot a look at Christian. And I think it would have attacked Christian if it wasn't for the handler.
I really did... I couldn't tell. I was so nervous, but I was like, you know what?
Yo.
It's like for the gram. You got to do it for the gram, right?
Also, I want you to know, if the eagle even tried, it would have caught these hands.
Oh, that's right.
I would have bodied that eagle.
You know.
Just standing over the joint, taking all hands to that.
Stomping that eagle, son. Yo, you know.
Yo, you going to eat the bottom of these Nikes, my guy. I suggest you have a quarter so you can call your mama and tell you met a thug, my G.
Well, gladly that did not happen. So we're We cool. We good. We good.
Like, yo, I'm gonna use the one phone call to call you to ask you how them hands felt when I go to jail, my dude.
But I weirdly enough, I couldn't tell. I was so nervous, but I'm pretty sure I heard Attila breathing in my like in my ear, yeah. And I wasn't sure if I was like hallucinating or just like in such a panic. I don't even know if eagles can breathe. Nah, yeah. You know, I'll be honest.
I never Googled that before.
I ain't sure. I ain't no zoologist or anything.
We ain't studying it. We ain't watching National Geographic for that.
Right? But I swear.
We out here for them bang saggy boobs, dude. Is any of this making it on air?
All right, we'll be back. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Well, well, well.
Yeah, that's right, Eagle.
Okay. All right, Attila.
Yeah, you almost caught these hands, my guy.
Okay, we almost stomped them wings.
All right, but that's, yo, that's what I do for my dude right here. All right?
Okay, we look after one another, right?
That's right. Any other animal wants it.
but no, that was, but we did have a good time in Germany.
Germany was absolutely incredible.
And yes, and we'll also talk a little bit more about when we come back.
That's right. We both received a trophy.
Yes, some more earned than others.
Oh, right. It's not what you think. It's exactly what you think when we get back after this.
All right. Welcome back.
NPR energy over here.
Okay, I hope you're enjoying your holiday. Are you sitting down with your family enjoying these Cooligans Best Of clips?
Or are you having a good time and you're watching the Cooligans Best Of? Right?
But no, speaking of Germany, you did, while we were there,
that's right.
we were both awarded trophies.
Right, some of us worked harder than others.
That's right. Some worked very hard playing against U.S. men's national team players.
And the other of us. The other one of us worked even harder, entertaining everybody.
So here's that clip.
All right, we back. All right, you played in that game with Steve Cherundolo, but you did incredibly well. I want to start by saying you've been playing soccer for 3 years. You've gotten progressively better.
4 years.
4 years. All right.
I just want to be.
Here I am trying to give you plaudits.
I just want to be honest because it has been 4 years, so that's where I really started playing.
You're a relatively athletic guy, so
yeah. And you saw that tackle that I put in on Steve Cherundolo.
Yeah.
So he
retired again. he's even retired from pickup.
I'm double retired, right?
But in that game, your team won the competition.
That's right. We had a.
By the way, Steve Cherundolo's team. Came in last.
Just look, when you bring a player like me with my talent and quality, that's kind of going to happen.
An American national versus a Dominican guy who's kind of played it for 4 years, what do you think is going to happen?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean,
he also threw a couple curves and a fastball during the game. just for the culture.
But no, it's the first trophy I've ever won.
Yeah. Anything?
Not for anything. I won a couple spelling bees, not to brag.
Yeah.
You know about that? All right.
Only real G's around here. And the Cooligans.
Okay, these G's do not move in silence. Yeah. I'll tell you that much. You actually got to say it. Anyway.
I'll spell that. Put it in a sentence.
No, but this is my first athletic sort of trophy. I never really played a lot of competitive sports, like in school or anything. I played a lot, but I never joined the team. I always felt like I was too small, and I was down on myself.
It's nuts that I have a bunch of athletic trophies, and you have none.
Sure.
That's like when I meet a skinny guy with diabetes. I'm like,
wow, the sensitivity. I'm living out here living dangerously. And clearly, there must be no God.
No. It's like finding out someone else has to pay your taxes. It's like, here I am earning all this, and I gotta pay for it.
So I did. I did win a trophy, and this was awarded to me after the game. It was me, Taylor Rockwell from Total Soccer
Total
Show.
Total Soccer Show played incredibly well.
A very talented player. You know, he did a lot of the work. I set him up a lot, though. But this is it. This was the actual trophy. I thought it was going to be like just a little, you know, get at a little hobby shop. But no, this is the Bundesliga.
Like a miniature version of the actual Bundesliga
trophy.
Yeah,
which I forgot the name
of it. It has a name. It's like...
Hazeldugan
Kugan.
The Manhattan. Something. This is called the Manhattan.
The Manhattan right there. The Manhattan Kugan. You're seeing it here live.
Meisterschale. Okay, I think I got it right.
This is what happens when you get producers.
I appreciate it.
Google stuff.
But no, this is real. It's crazy.
But you played incredibly well, beat a bunch of people at the game, right?
British people.
People from all over the world.
All
you
of
beat.
The Brazilian
and
people.
You got a trophy, and I did not play. And guess what I got? A trophy, my guy. I did not steal this. I was legitimately handing my own Hogan Goggin. What is it? Meisterschaft.
My.
Look at that, yo. I actually got one, and you know why I got one? Steve Cherundolo got one to honor his time in Bundesliga
yeah.
and for playing and for showing up and yada, yada, yada. And he was like, I would like to gift this to someone. And I was like, oh, this is going to be nice. He's going to give it to someone who played and lost because they didn't get one. And I said, what a nice, all of a sudden he hands it to me. And I'm like, that's even better. Oh, look at, now there's people who played, lost, and didn't get a trophy.
It makes
and my fat ass is going home with a trophy. I got my own Breezen Coogan.
Okay.
Meisterschaft.
It sounds, well, basically what ended up happening was he was supposed to award it to the MVP. He gave it to Taylor. Taylor already had one. So he was like, oh, I'll give it back to Steve. And Steve was like, all right, I'll give it to Alexis.
He did not make that sound.
He made me chuckle a little bit. Yeah. You know?
So he said, I'm hilarious. He asked if I would follow him around the country, making him giggle. And I said, no, I got to go home, Steve. Buddy, look at this. We are here with two legends and a guy named Steve Cherundolo.
What an honor for him.
We're off to a great start. This is unbelievable.
American legend, German Bundesliga legend. What else can I say? The pride of Southern California. Unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only, Steve Cherundolo.
Steve, how's it going, man?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
This has been a wild couple days, yeah. but we haven't been here in Germany too long. But
we're in Germany, yeah.
We're in Germany, by the way.
Look at this. I have no idea if I'm sitting in this chair correctly. That's how German the place we are at.
You know,
right
I just noticed
that the
very...
Why do you say it like that? Why do you say German? Why does it have to be so hard?
Yeah, because...
I can't say German.
Dude, don't let the people peek behind the curtain. There's some magic to what we do, Steve.
I actually just noticed that very weird chair. This is a very strange chair for Alexis.
Like, no, actually, I like it because you could sit the other way and like relax and watch TV. Or this way, you could eat a little breakfast. I might get me one of these chairs. It might be called like a chair and Coogan or somewhere. I speak fluent German, Steve.
Yeah, amazing. Two days, and you're native. You're native.
You know? So we've been
native Coogan.
We've been here in Frankfurt for 2 days, but we got to see you do a Q&A yesterday. At the DFL, Deutsche Fußball League, is that? I guess that's what I'm saying it right.
You
okay,
your tongue.
All right, just there's gonna be a lot of that. So yeah, just keep
disability, okay.
But we got to see you do a Q&A, and then we played pickup. We had dinner. We had drinks afterwards. Last night, I feel like we're just doing
we're
a show with our friend yeah. Steve Cherundolo.
This has been the past 20 years of my life.
Okay. So,
that's why I'm still here.
So we ain't special. You heard it here first, folks.
No, but you, it's awesome because I feel like I got to learn a lot more about you. Got to hear about your getting your coaching badges. And so what is, I'm sort of, I guess the best basic question, what is the future for Steve Cherundolo? What does he want to do right now?
I want to finish this badge. I need to pass these tests.
Okay.
And so in 2 weeks, I have my first exam. So that's
weird that you're having the exact same conversation a Boy Scout is having? I really want to pass these badges.
Yes. Believe in yourself, kid. So yeah.
Swimming is next. All right. Okay.
You got the defending badge.
Yeah, I got that. I got that.
Buddy, that's in.
Yeah, I need to pass these tests, get my license, and then I'm off and running as a coach, wherever it may be.
Okay.
What is for someone like yourself, because you played at such a high level and you were very good at the national team as well, do you still have to go the same route that someone who may not have that cachet, like start as an assistant or maybe like specifically like a defensive-minded coach and then work your way up to head coach? Or do you think maybe you'll be getting opportunities to run a team?
That varies from country to country. So some ex-pros do not need to go through this coaching license process. But
right.
in Germany, the DFB – says it's mandatory.
Oh, so you didn't skip to like
I didn't
the B?
Skip any. I started from the ground up and
okay.
got all of my licenses. And as far as getting jobs and moving up in the coaching world, I think that has more to do with quality than pedigree. So,
buddy, you were just in the headquarters. You couldn't go talk to somebody? Just give me to the top. That's the Trundle.
That's the DFL, not the DFE. That's, oh, that's a different entity altogether.
Of course. How could I have forgotten? I learned that in school. when you see yourself, one of the things that always strikes me about defensive players is that because you see so much of the game in front of you, same thing with goalkeepers, is you always view yourselves as kind of coaches already on the field. How would you be able to manage or talk to someone who's more of a striker? So talk to someone who's a center forward. Talk to someone who's a nine.
You've never seen the goals I scored?
Oh, my God. I saw the goal you scored, and it was amazing.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah. Like the way it bounced off the side of your head was just mad.
Yeah, it's just from a different standpoint. I was not a goal scorer. I was not a forward. But I can also share with the forward, who I'm speaking to, how a defender sees the situation.
Good
and
point.
So you just kind of show them a different angle and help them out that way.
Okay.
It does seem to be that left and right fullbacks in general are very commonly going to coaching. Is that like a crazy thing? I feel like it's fairly common, right?
That's where the smart players are.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's where they put them.
Look at that.
Back of the room.
Really, it was just the only place there was room for me. So I just wanted to play no matter where on the field.
That's how I ended up as water boy.
It feels like a fullback makes a great coach, but a goalkeeper makes an insane coach, right? You know what I mean?
I think it's because goalkeepers start off insane. They're not regular people.
I can see Timmy Howard being a coach. Timmy, where are you, buddy?
Yeah. Well, imagine the two of you on the sideline. What was that country that had like the twins as both as the managers? That coach
Guillermo Barros Galotto and his brother, or from LA Galaxy?
No, that's another one. Honduras or something.
I don't know. There's the Kovac brothers. They're now also at Bayern Munich.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. We should have you and Tim Howard as head coach.
Cool. I can work with Timmy.
All right, there you go.
I work with Timmy.
When you look at how sort of American players have developed, and it's a question that we've kind of spoken about already, but we were drinking, so let's ask you about it.
What?
You see the way I don't know.
Yeah. Hi there?
No, it was water. It was a wonderful time. Very hydrated. When you see how American players have developed from the time when you were there, you started out in the men's national team to where they are now. How far do you think they've come, and where do you think is like the next step? Because it seems like we've kind of plateaued a bit.
I don't think it's fair to say we plateaued. I think the American
player now.
We
missed the World Cup, buddy.
Maybe it's worse than plateau. Plateau's too kind of a word.
I know. Sorry. We dropped down a little bit. We seem to have hit a mirage.
Hey, table here, right?
Let's get in here. And don't forget, all of you at soccer's watching.
Hey, guys. I think the general player is more gifted technically than they were when I was growing up. I think the technical ability of the players and the offensive skills have risen. But as that happens, other portions of the game or a player tend to decline. And I think maybe the mental side of the game, or just to being a raw competitor, is a component that we need to improve on.
Okay. I think, is that something that you feel you have maybe like a special inclination to be able to work with, you know, some American youth? Have you been called in?
No, there's been. I was called into one camp with the team last November the Italian and the England game with Dave Sarakin as the man in charge. He called me in as a guest and an ex-player to work with the boys and to kind of give my opinion on a few issues. Well, that was so much fun. It was a good time.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've had Dave Sarakin on the show. He's awesome dude. He's like a very much like a father figure.
Dave is great. And, you know, he opened the doors to a bunch of players, not just myself. So, I wouldn't say no if that called again.
Oh, sure. And as far as...
Come on, call him and Timmy. What are you doing?
And as far as any fullbacks that are coming up in for the U.S. men's national team right now, who is kind of like either excites you or maybe you see similar qualities to you? Who's standing out right now?
I really like Reggie Cannon's game. I think he's smart. I think he's he has a lot of tools to get better.
Okay.
And I think he's a player who I see improving. If Reggie can get high quality games regularly, and be a regular star in the U.S. team, I think he's going to improve a lot over the next couple of years.
Okay.
Let's say you were talking to Reggie Cannon, let's say 5 years ago, so teenage Reggie Cannon, and he had been given an opportunity to come to the Bundesliga or the German league, whether it's two Bundesliga or Bundesliga, the top flight. What are some of the reasons why you think it would be a good reason for a young American to come here?
I think the ability for players to learn here with the coaches and the infrastructure that you have in the Bundesliga is incredible. So they do a wonderful job of teaching you the tactics of the German game. So what's important to succeed over here? I think the general American player brings mentality, brings a technical side of the game, but he also brings the physicality of the game. And so the last component is really just the tactical side. And the German coaches are very good at installing that in players. And so that would be my advice to young players. Come over here, make the most of a good situation, and get better.
Yeah.
But hold on. Just to follow up that question, like, what specifically? Because I think the one thing that we all notice when we watch the Bundesliga games is that it's a wildly tactical game, and it reminds me a little bit of almost like Spain in a different format. It's mm-hmm. maybe a bit more of an athletic version of what they do in Spain. But why, if let's say Reggie at a young age was given the option of like Ligue 1, Premier League, or Bundesliga, why would you think Bundesliga is the choice? Like, what specifically sets it apart?
To me, the Bundesliga and the coaches in the Bundesliga and the clubs are willing to play and put young Americans out on the field. And mm-hmm. that may not happen in England. No. And that may not happen
in France. They barely want us in the stands. You kidding me?
Well, they're probably right about that. So.
I didn't mean me specifically.
I don't know. I've had a few friends.
Yeah. The Royal We.
Yeah. He legitimately make eye contact with me. He's like, it's actually not a bad idea. You probably should be allowed in your stadiums. Yeah. I'm sitting backwards in the chairs in the stadium. I don't see the game.
So to answer your question, playing minutes in professional games at the highest level possible is what makes you better. Yeah. And I think German clubs and coaches are willing to take the chance at Americans because they appreciate our mentality and other attributes.
That's, you know, it's one of those things that's special because you see players that have come here and have started to develop. And I think we noticed it more after Jurgen Klinsmann because it just seemed there was a bit of an onslaught of American players coming here. But folks like Josh Sargent, who a lot of Americans kind of were a little bit down on for a little bit, but again, young, developing. What do you think he's learning here in Germany? I mean, he seems to be getting so much better, so much faster.
Yeah, Josh is. He's growing. He's growing. He's growing as a person. He's growing as a player as well. And what he's getting better at is he's learning how to be effective. So as one of four offensive players on the field, you're going to have to show something before the end of the day. He's setting up goals or he's scoring themselves.
Yeah.
And Josh is figuring that little chess game out right now, how to be that guy.
Sure.
Any of these folks reach out to you? They're like, yo, Steve, what do I do? What's the name for toothpaste? Tooth inclusion. Right? We all know it.
Oh, my God. Who are you going to offend this whole hotel?
They don't know what I'm saying.
Because it sounds like Swedish. I think you think German is Swedish. I'm pretty sure.
There's two different countries? Oh, man.
Thankfully, we have the European Union now. So you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's not as bad. I'm actually curious, because you're getting your coaching license here in Germany, what do you think getting your badges here as opposed to maybe getting your badges in the U.S., what is like the difference in the way the coaches are taught?
For me, it was only natural because I played my entire career here. Then I started my first few badges and made my first few steps as a youth coach here in Germany. So it was only natural to do the badges here. And my long-term plan is to eventually move back home. So I really wanted to understand the coaching side of things here in Germany, get all of the badges or licenses, we'll call them. Badges is really like Boy Scouts, right?
Sure.
Okay. Call them licenses. And then bring that knowledge back home and apply it to the American player, because I do feel like I have a good understanding of what American players like. And so I can take the best of both worlds.
Okay.
And if you could make one change in the way that the U.S. men's national team is currently put in formation or the tactics, anything at all, if you could just make one change, if you could put your little Chirundolo spice on it, which is now your new nickname.
They got it. They got it at Whole Foods.
Yeah, look out for it. It's organic, dude. What would you say?
Really that one?
I didn't have to say it myself. What would you say that one change would be?
That's an excellent question. I was not
expecting that from me. I didn't. I just got Chirundolo.
I would love to see some of the old style of play we used to have is just run and gun. And I would love to see that pop in and out somewhere. So in the future.
You don't think like the fans want something different though? You don't think the fans want more of that?
I think the fans want everything. I think you need to show all sides of the game.
Yeah.
I think you need to be there are some games, for example, against Cuba, the game is going to look different, and the fans want to see something in that game.
Sure.
And then 2 days later, or a couple days later against Canada, they want to see something else.
Yeah.
And the game is different. So I think you really need to kind of show all sides.
I mean, they definitely want to see a W instead of an L against Canada. I mean, I think that's probably the biggest.
Also, I'm Cuban, so it hurts that you reminded me of that game. No, it's cool. We let up 7 goals in the first 17 seconds. It was great. It was wonderful. Bunch of baseball players out there. What are we doing? Hope you enjoyed the hotel food, boys. Ooh, toilet paper. Welcome to America.
Love those multi-sport athletes out there in Cuba.
Well, Steve, this has been an absolute honor. Where can people, are you posting a lot on social media? Where can people follow your journey through coaching ranks and badges?
Social media, I'm difficult. I have the opinion you're either really good at it or you just kind of leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to come see me coach, come to Germany. I'll open all doors. I'll show you our magic. I'll show you what we do, how we think.
Nice.
How we train the boys. So come on over and visit.
All right. Well, hope you don't have warrants to get out here. This has been an absolute honor to
Steve,
speak with you, Steve.
Thank you so much, man. Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
How fun was that?
Right? We both. I just like to think that you think your trophy is a little more worthless because I have one as well.
Oh, yeah, without that, my trophy is much more, loses its value because there's clearly too much of them around on the market.
And that just makes me so happy to know that I had to do nothing to get the same trophy you had to sweat and play against national team players to get.
Okay, still my prized possession. But okay, we'll be back with a little bit more. We have Max Bredos will be in our next clip.
Ooh.
Look at that. Max Bredos making the best of.
That's right. Not Max Bredos. Max Bredos.
Max Bredos. We'll be back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yo, we're back.
Look at us, mad chill over here.
Best of out here repping Fubo Sports. They suggested I sit like this.
100%. We can hear it in our ear. Please stop sitting that way, which we know to translate as sit however the hell you want.
Oh, all I hear is you making good television.
Yo, this is our best of, not yours, producers.
No, next up, we're going to be joined by Max.
What's next? Tell me.
Max Bredos.
Ah.
Max Bredos came here in studio hanging out with us, and we had a great conversation with him. He obviously works for LAFC.
That's right.
And we talked about a bunch of stuff.
That's right. It was a good time. He's a great dude, and it happened to be Hispanic Heritage Month. So, of course, we bring in a Cubano.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you know, for our Latin viewers.
We had to do it for the culture. Why don't you check it out right now?
There is like clearly that contention between LA Galaxy fans and LAFC fans. You covering LAFC, obviously, we know where your support lies. But how do you, as a member of the media to some degree, how do you navigate between the two? Because I can imagine it'll be a little challenging.
Right. Well, in 2005, I broadcast for the Galaxy. I have a championship ring from the Galaxy. And then the Galaxy fans come to me and say, oh, well, you jump on that side. I go, look, I was in Connecticut. I wanted to come back to LA. I wanted to cover soccer. This club, we started talking, and they had a plan. I said, I want to be part of it. But I think when just covering the game, and I was calling some games, and there's been pushback, I think, because I'm a little bit more obtuse than the most voices of teams. Every team has their play-by-play guy, and I do all content. I'm in LAFC stuff all the time, and I got a lot of pushback, and I got a little frustrated with it, and I kind of said, the heck with it. I'm going all in. I am Mr. LAFC. I'll call other games, but this is who I am. This is a club that puts food on my table.
Yeah.
This is a club that took a chance on me, and we've gone through it together. So I love it. I also, on the flip side, I know people within the club like to rip it to the Galaxy. I like giving the Galaxy their respect because they deserve it as a franchise for what they did for this league, for winning these 5 championships. I give them respect as much as I can, to a degree.
And you've never beat them.
Yeah.
There's that.
So close, yet so far.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see it in the postseason. I don't know.
We want to go out for that. If they play each other, we got to go to that.
Can we get tickets? How do we even go to an LAFC?
Do we tell them we don't have to go?
No, we'll get you tickets. tickets.
Because I've been hearing, well, what is it with these ticket prices for a soccer game in America?
Last Clásico, the secondary market was like, what, $1,200 for a ticket?
Yeah, but that was like, that was an outlier. It's a small stadium. So there's a limited number of tickets. But I remember I was at that game. I'm just sitting back, and I see Kevin Costner walk by. And I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We have gone. We've arrived. We
JFK,
have arrived.
Is that JFK. The game?
Yeah. Straight back to the right.
Yeah.
Back to the right.
I won't even go to the JFK airport. And this guy's at the LAFC.
Watch out, Waterworld. Great film.
Yes. Yeah. If you guys come, we'll put you to work. We'd put you to work for that game. And
okay.
You'll get access.
I got beer over my head.
Hey, the 3252 know who you guys are and they love you.
Yeah, we love 3252.
I've heard personally from a couple who said, we love the Cooligans.
And we don't want to go anywhere near the Falcon or the Hawk or whatever it is. We get it. You have Predators.
It is a Falcon.
It's a Falcon.
It is a Falcon.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll rehash this a little bit, but it is Hispanic Heritage Month, and we should talk about your Cuban heritage. And when we sat down with you at the All-Star game, I definitely mentioned how I've always been a huge fan of you, seeing you at ESPN for years, getting one, that Latino representation, but also getting soccer played on. Look,
you would wedge soccer in.
Yeah. A lot of times I'd wedge it in, and sometimes it'd get wedged back out by powers outside of me.
And it's funny because our producer, JB, worked with you at ESPN. Maybe, was he one of the people keeping soccer off of television?
He was. He was. Sorry, we don't have 6 seconds for an MLS highlight. We're completely booked with like 8 treatments of Michael Vick.
People need to see a 15th clip of the Patriots. Sorry.
And now he's cursed.
That's basically what it came down to.
And now he's cursed having to play all this soccer content on television.
Yeah. I minimized it. I said, okay, a minute. I can't. They're not going to give me a minute. So I went to 45, 30. At the end, it was like 15 seconds. I go, here's the highlights. It's Max. Here's highlights from MLS. Look at this great goal from the Red Bulls. And over here, the Columbus Crew. What a save by Zach Steffen. Back to you. It was that quick. And that there was a lot of times not room for that.
How does it feel now getting to work in soccer, though? Now you're probably like, can we talk about the Patriots?
No, I've stopped watching a lot of. I do not watch baseball anymore, and I used to watch it all the time.
Yo, for
NBA,
a Cuban,
cut in half.
That's like a Cuban becoming a vegan. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how difficult that
Dude,
is.
I don't watch NFL. I used to watch NFL. I'm just for my fantasy football team. Don't really. College football, yes, because I went to Florida State, and that's the one team that will make me cry with their results. There's been a lot of crying. But even then, I mean, I've changed my diet again for sports, and it's soccer. I watch a lot of fights. I like that, but it's mostly soccer now. It's like 70% of what I watch, and I'm completely content.
Even when I watch NFL now, I it's just like wildly boring. And
it bores me.
I can't understand how it was ever so popular. Why it's so popular?
I'm watching. I'm like, what do these guys got to do to get a red card? I mean, this is abuse. You know.
I mean, I like honestly the NFL. For me, the interesting part is the off-field drama, Antonio Brown and all that. So I'm like, this is great. This is what this would be the league.
That is actually. I think I tweeted that. I go, man, this is the best thing to happen in the NFL. This story is amazing. It'll never end. But that was compelling. The NFL has, but I think it's gambling driven. But for me personally, it's hard to
those guys
a game.
Are gambling with the ability to remember their names on the future.
Maximiliano.
Señor Bretos.
Great work. Thank you for being your. Actually, you know what?
Actually, no, you're welcome. How about that?
For being in our best of episode.
They didn't want to do it. And we said, put them in.
We had to pull several strings.
Yeah. And they were like, please stop pulling on the strings on my sweater. And I was like, not until you put Max Bretos in the best of.
Pretty please. So thank you, Max. And we're going to, next up, we're going to be talking about. Talking about the Rooney Vardy little scandal, the Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy, ..
little drama.
Who knows what'll happen? So we'll be back with more best of after this. Still here.
We're drinking during the commercial breaks, baby.
Okay.
It's the holidays.
This is the best of Cooligans, the best of seating positions.
That's right. Christian is getting more and more comfortable as we go along.
Gang.
And you know me, I stays comfortable.
Okay, so next up on our best of.
What's next up, Christian?
Best of. Hey, you heard about this a
Alexis.
Why? Tell me.
Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy got into a little tiff on the internet.
Oh, I heard it got messy on the internet.
Okay, it got a little Lionel messy.
Oh, I'll tell you that much. Soccer.
All day. What you know about that? All right, watch this. If you didn't see this, Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy, wives of Wayne Rooney and Jamie Vardy.
Two level-headed, regular old guys.
Good old chaps.
You know, they just like to have, they like to do their things in person, just conversation, relax, sit down, cardigan sweaters, you know what I mean?
Exactly. If you didn't see this, Colleen Rooney put out a tweet, which was a screen cap of a note
There it is. And you know this. When there's a screen cap of a note, you're either retiring or it's about to get hot.
Exactly. There's never been like, hey, you know, I'm really good friends with my friend Rebecca Vardy. It's never anything just positive.
I just want to say I love Rebecca Vardy. Everything's smooth.
No, because it doesn't fit in the tweet. No. So it has to be in the longer format. But she basically is saying that there were stories that were getting leaked to the tabloids.
Yeah.
And Colleen Rooney didn't understand where it could be
coming from.
Who it's coming from inside the house. It was one of those things.
Yeah.
And Colleen Rooney did a piece of a detective work that we've never. I didn't know it was capable. I didn't know that she had these skills.
If you're Wayne Rooney, you should be very scared of your wife right now.
Correct.
She has figured out a way to use the tools at her disposal.
Okay.
Solve a crime.
Because stories were getting leaked to The Sun, which is a big tabloid out in the UK.
Right.
And she didn't know how the stories were getting out. So what she started doing.
But hold on. This is all in the note. She explains all this. But this is what I love about the note. She doesn't reveal who it is until the end, and she throws a bunch of dots, like a whole bunch of ellipses.
Exactly. To build the suspense, okay?
She hit a drum roll on
this
there.
I think this is an excerpt of her screenplay.
Yeah.
Because this is incredible. Well,
she made a Phil Noir movie, and at the end, Humphrey Bogart walks in and reads this note.
But basically she's trying to figure out who is leaking these stories. She blocks everyone on her Instagram except for Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, on her Finsta. She had the Finsta for the real stuff for her friends. Rebecca Vardy's one of them. Blocks everybody from seeing her stories except one person pulls up a couple bootleg stories, one of which is a leak in the basement. So she uses a leak to find a leak.
Yo, this is
that story makes it into The Sun or one of those other tabloid ass papers.
She learned a little bit out of DC. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. You know? Oh, she met up with some operatives.
Okay, so
she didn't just stop at one. She put a couple of them up.
Exactly.
And every time it made it in the paper. And there was only one person who saw that story.
Exactly. And you know how Instagram, you see who sees your story.
Uh-huh.
You know, we all look. It's like, oh, when it's
you lurking.
You lurking. Okay, all right. I got some these girls got some eyes on me.
Okay. You looking at the story. Also, stop looking at all of them. You're making a hot when my wife pulls up my story. Why are these girls looking at your story? I don't go to their phones and make them look at my story. And we all know it's for the food. Okay? Ain't nobody looking at my story. They don't know that I was a vice president of the modeling club. They don't know that.
Okay.
They can assume from the poses.
This
man looks like he had training.
Rebecca Vardy did respond and said that, I mean, she gave like a lame kind of excuse.
No, I caught the lie in there.
What was your
the part where she goes, this very week, things have already happened in my account. There's multiple times, including this week. It's too much information. Yeah. You got caught.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of your Dominican uncles, you know what I mean? They come home smelling like a different perfume, you know what I mean? You give it too much information. In fact, the car, which I told you last week, is having problems. I had it again. Too much.
Exactly.
You laid it on too thick.
Because she gave people have my password and I don't need any money. I'm not trying to make money. And
why would I? I thought we were friends. Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me? Is like basically like, yo, I could have stopped this from hitting the internet.
It's just quite incredible.
Hilarious.
For something like this to happen. And
and then the Daily Mail caught up with her saying, arguing with Rooney, with Colleen Rooney, is like, this is a quote, is like arguing with a pigeon. You can tell it that you're right and it's wrong, but it's still going to isht in your hair.
All right. Look at that. The drama. I was here for it.
We had to get popcorn. That's how enthralled we were.
Incredible. Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy, they probably...
You know who won that? We did.
Yeah, that's right. You know?
The viewers, the watchers, the readers.
You know?
The Instagram users.
Just the soccer and gossip-loving public.
That's right. And speaking of drama, next, we talk about my mama.
Mama drama. All right, welcome back. We're enjoying ourselves. I just learned that it is apparently not good television etiquette to eat popcorn on a microphone.
Well, then I'm out of TV.
Wow.
I can't live with these restrictions.
TV nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Gotten so politically correct.
You can't trust them. You know what I mean?
But no, thank you for continuing to join. Some popcorn just came. A kernel just flew out of my mouth.
I think the producer was correct.
We're making great. This is the best of.
Yeah, this is great television right here.
So, but the.
What's next, Christian?
Next clip. Well, we're going to. Actually, we spoke about when I met your mom for the first time.
Yo, what did you just say?
When I met your mom, lovely lady.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was there.
Yeah, you were there. And
that's right. My mother found a way to embarrass me at her mother's funeral.
That's exactly it. And so watch this. I wanted to read this review. This came from AQ Crew.
Okay. Which
is a bit of a, I can't get it out of my throat.
Yeah, you know it doesn't make any sense, but we'll read it.
And it says, thanks for making me laugh at work. You're welcome. All right. You're watching this at work, I assume, right?
We're pretty good. We're pretty good at this.
So, and it says, my coworkers are giving me strange looks, but it doesn't matter because Maradona is Alexis's father.
Yeah! We solved the crime of the century.
You know, it's making people happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, they might be, you know, slacking off at work, but when people say, like, hey, what are you doing? It's like, hey, but have you heard that Diego Maradona is Alexis Guerrero's father?
We should do a segment where I call my mother on speakerphone and I ask her if she's ever met Diego Maradona.
Okay.
This 20 by the way, 26 years ago, roughly, give or take.
Yeah. I see it.
Or maybe you carry the one. Who knows? But we should do that. And then you can hear her curse at me in Spanish.
Yes, I have met your mom, and I know that this segment will go very, very wrong if we do that.
Did she not? She apologized to you, right?
For you
having to deal with me.
Yes, which most people in your life do that.
My wife did the same thing.
But she did. She did say. That she this is what she apologized for. She said that she was sorry that she had never seen you perform live.
She apologized to me through you. First time meets him.
But she said it, and I'm being completely honest with what she told me. She said, I'm just too embarrassed at the things he says.
And she's never seen my act. So she's just talking about in general.
So this is how it is. So now you understand why Alexis is the way he is. And why? How people feel
and
about
the
it?
The only hope I have is that Diego Maradona is my father.
That's the silver lining.
And that's how you become a comedian, folks.
Yep, that's a great experience, and meeting your mom got to. I learned and I realized how much of a, I guess, like nuisance you were as a child. It was very clear. I saw the pain in her eyes,
and you realized that this has been forged. Since day one.
Yes.
This personality you hear and see is not something I just created. No, sir.
Yep.
This has been developed over time.
Literally, all the dots were connecting. All made sense after I met Mama. Yeah. Mama G.
There's more.
There's more. We have more best stuff. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope you're enjoying your holidays with your family like we are with our Fubo family.
We're your family now. Actually, will you be my family?
We'll be back with more. Look at this.
Look at us.
us, huh?
Best of episode. You know, just
I know you're wondering, how could you possibly make a best of? Or, yo, you left out X and Y.
Exactly,
and Z.
Yeah.
Because we're amazing.
That's fair. Let us know. Yeah, tweet at us, being like, yo, best of.
Yeah, but you didn't put X.
X moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That time when you met DMX.
Right. Or why don't you say, like, yo, isn't every episode a best of? It kind of is.
Sort of. Look at that. Yeah, every episode is a recap to, you know, of our greatest moments.
It's a highlight of the best part of your week.
No, but if you're watching this for the first time, this is who the Cooligans are. This is what the Cooligans is. It is soccer. It is very silly.
Right.
We have a great time out here with everyone.
Like we said, we get to soccer eventually.
We get to it. What's your rush? You got to go somewhere?
Why don't you slow down a little bit, huh? Pump the brakes.
All right. Okay, we're the ones on the television show. Why you stop telling us what to do?
Why are you so authoritative? This is why your kids don't call. I don't even know if you have kids.
Yeah, I'm sure that's relevant to a couple people. That's all. You know,
somebody was like, yo, I feel like they know me. You know what I mean?
But thank you for tuning in. Another best of episode. How fun is this? We always have a great time. So
that's right.
With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. And I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!